This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I hope you are sitting down. I hope you are sitting down for this. There's really nothing funny about what I'm going to share with you, but it shows you the state of mine concerning the younger people in this country. Not all of them. I'm speaking of those that have been indoctrinated illegally by the federal government. But you've heard the saying, truth is stranger than fiction, because we don't meet with it as often as we should. Again, truth is stranger than fiction because we do not meet with it as often as we should. Did you know? This is craziness, okay? In the light of what is transpiring right now, the thousands of young people that broke out of school to protest guns, right? They're protesting the very weapon that was allegedly used at the Parkland High School shooting in Florida. Now, in the light of the facts, friends, the thousands compared to the 325.7 million people in this country, it is little, but it's interesting to note how the CIA-controlled media is trying to embellish their movement by having kids talking about how they are not going to put up with it anymore and how they're sick and tired of how their parents have let them down, which in many cases is absolutely spot on. It's true. But they're talking about how they got to get rid of the AR-15. And the reason they're afraid of the AR-15, friends, is just for the record, is because you can really defend yourself with that, friends. You can do some damage. And a tyrannical government never wants that, because you're not easy prey then. See, you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, right? I mean, this is like those that go out there and say the ox needs to get rid of his horns. Or the lion needs to get rid of his eye teeth. Well, God put those on the ox's head so he can defend himself, as well as the eye teeth in the tiger's mouth so he can defend himself if need be. You know, they want to get rid of that AR because he can defend himself. That's why they're wanting to get rid of the AR-15. But aside of that, friends, it's interesting to note, I bet you probably didn't hear about all the students that broke out of school yesterday in support of the Second Amendment, did you? Nope, because they didn't want you to hear about that. But let me just rewind just a bit here, friends. It's being reported by hotel booking sites that searches for the fictitious country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620%. Did you hear me? It is being reported by hotel booking sites that the searches for the fictitious or fictional country of Wakanda from the movie The Marvel, the fictitious Marvel character Black Panther, and the movie are up 620%. Bradley, what are you saying? Folks, I'm saying that this is coming from the up-and-comings out of the public school system, which again have been indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a clear violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Read Hosea 4:6. Interesting, we have these young moviegoers, Proverbs 22, verse 15, and their parents, Luke 7:35, read that when you get a moment, looking to book a hotel in a country that does not exist. Did you hear what I said, friends? It's being reported by hotel booking sites that searches for the fictitious country of Wakanda from the movie The Black Panther movie, friends, are up 620%. Moviegoers are looking to book a hotel in Wakanda because they were watching Black Panther and they want to go stay in that general vicinity where the Black Panther movie was made. So they think Wakanda does not exist, friends. It's fictitious. Again, isn't it interesting that we have these young moviegoers and their parents looking to book a hotel in a country that does not exist? While these same young people are out in the streets protesting the Second Amendment, which is a reality and a part of the American Bill of Rights, which they never have taken the time to read. To them, the Bill of Rights is fictitious, and to them, the Black Panther and Wakanda are real. Are you jiving, America? Are you tracking with what I'm sharing with you here? Yesterday, I was talking about the seeds of indoctrination and how they're in harvest today. You reap what you sow. That's exactly what's happening. And I was talking about fiction versus reality. I mean, folks, is it not time for a reality check? Again, you have thousands of young students walking outside of school in protest of the AR-15 over an alleged shooting that took place in Parkland High School in Florida about a month ago now without a bit of evidence at all. And the media has already got these young people out in the streets being led by corrupt anti-gunner politicians, America. Isn't it interesting when you think about that? I mean, you've heard the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. Well, what you're dealing with now in government are the hippies that are burnt out, still high on PCP from the 60s that were protesting government back then that are now in representative positions, incumbency concerning our government today. And now they're teaching the young people to now protest their Constitution. I mean, they've been watching the Supreme Court do this for years in this country, and the American people have rallied around them and said, well, whatever the Supreme Court says, it must be so, which is the furthest thing from the truth, literally. That's a reality, America. They are not the final say. They, again, are there to discover and apply law, not to create it, not to legislate it, not to gut the pith and marrow of our God-given rights. But you have young people protesting their God-given rights. They're disarming themselves for their future masters. Do you not understand what's happening here, America? And it's not funny at all, because all the older people understand who the bad guys are. But see, what's happening is the bad guys are indoctrinating your kids while you stand back and allow them to do it. But you have these young people who actually believe that the Bill of Rights is fictitious, but they think it's a reality to try to find a hotel room in a fictitious country of Wakanda from a movie Black Panther. This is correct information and accurate information in which I'm giving you today. Is it time, friends, for a reality check? Indeed it is.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we have with us Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. I wanted to get an update as to what's taking place from the inside out so we can know firsthand. So we welcomed him. We called him up earlier, said, Larry, can you jump on really quick? And he said he would do so. So welcome to the show, Larry. How are you, my friend?
Doing very well. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for jumping on with such a short notification. I totally appreciate that. But I thought it would be interesting and of interest to know what's happening from the inside out because we see the media is hard at work trying to desensitize the American people into believing that everybody's for these gun control measures. What is happening inside of federal government right now concerning these issues, Larry?
Well, you put your finger, you pointed it to a very real problem, the media says, polls say. Well, just remember that those same polls had Hillary Clinton winning, had Brexit losing in England, and now they're at it again. Don't believe a word they say because it is fake polling and it's fake news. So don't get discouraged just because the people in the media are doing what they're supposed to do. They weren't hired to tell the truth.
Well, that's a sad day in America, isn't it, my friend? It really is. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that that's been the case for quite some time. We've been fighting a long time, and I think, if anything, we're beginning slowly to make some headway. The people are beginning to realize that these guys can't be believed.
It seems like we have a connection difficulty going on here. Buggy, can you reconnect Larry to the online here, folks? Sorry about the delay. It sounds like we're having a connection issue. As he's talking about right now, you know, don't believe what the media has to say. Well, we had shared some of this information yesterday concerning how they would have you believe that gun owners in this country are actually in the minority when, in fact, the opposite is true. Out of the population in this country of 325.7 million people, there are over 270 million guns in this country. But again, they want to belittle you. And this is what they're continuously trying to do, America, is to ostracize you. Larry, we have you back there, my friend.
I'm with you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. We got a bad connection there really quick. But what I was asking is, you know, in the light of what took place allegedly over there in Parkland High School in Florida about a month ago now, it's interesting how, you know, they have played, the media has played, along with corrupt politicians, the judge, the jury, and the executioner without any solidified facts concerning what the agenda is about. And now we know what it's about. And now what they're doing is they're pushing their kids to actually do the protesting on the behalf of the anti-gunners themselves. Is there a real threat here concerning what we're seeing through the lying state-controlled media?
The threat is that they're going to keep talking about things that are not connected in any convincing way to things like the shooting at Parkland or other places where similar tragedies have occurred. They want us to look beyond the fact, not even notice that this was consistent with something that has happened in almost every mass shooting in the country. For the last more than 50 years, every has occurred in, well, 98%, okay, have occurred in gun-free zones.
That's right.
And unless we get rid of gun-free zones, we're going to continue putting out the welcome mat to dirtbags who want to see if they can out-murder the last dirtbag that racked up a body count. And the politicians move and get rid of this after all these decades of the same thing happening. In their gun-free zones is where the dead bodies get piled up like cordwood. And
that's right.
We need to call them out. The blood of those victims is clearly on their hands. They share responsibility with the dirtbag that pulled the trigger because they gave him the place where he could go and work.
That's right. You know, it's interesting, too, Larry. Again, I think we're having some connection issues here. But I noticed that just yesterday it was Cuomo, the governor of New York, as well as former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, that they were out there as well as de Blasio encouraging the young people in New York to go ahead and protest the government. You know, demand your rights to remove our God-given rights unbeknownst to the young people. And it was interesting to note that they had security detail around each and every one of them as they were actually advocating their propaganda through the young people that weren't paying attention to the details. I think we have an interview. Folks, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Folks, let me go back to this. What I was just highlighting is just yesterday, outside of what Larry from Gun Owners of America was stating, it's interesting that Cuomo, the governor of New York, and Michael Bloomberg, the anti-gun mayor from New York, former, and Mayor de Blasio are out there encouraging their young people to, you know, demand their rights to strip away their rights, again, unbeknownst to the young people. And what was interesting about it, friends, is were the young people, because I was paying attention to the security detail that each one of them had around them. They have armed guards, they have Secret Service armed to the hilt, protecting de Blasio, protecting Cuomo, protecting Michael Bloomberg from the people that they're called to serve. And when are people going to wake up to the hypocrisy? If people pay attention to the details, always understand that the details are always found where the devil's at. And that's where he's at, is in the details. But it's not hard to figure out what's happening here, friends. You see the young people in this country being used, completely being used, friends, as a bunch of useful idiots, again, unbeknownst to them, they're playing the fool and they just don't know it because they haven't been taught this, which is not an excuse on their behalf, by the way. But the fact of the matter is they're being used to protest government to strip themselves of the right to bear arms, which the whole purpose it was given was to protect the people if their government ever turns tyrannical. So they are literally disrobing themselves, stripping themselves by calling for disarmament of the American people, saying, government, you're our God now. We don't need God anymore. Government, you put yourself in the place of God. And if you know anything about history at all, friends, this is exactly the methodology of dictatorships. I've shared with you over and over again that of Mao Zedong, that of Adolf Hitler. I've shared with you concerning Joseph Stalin and Pol Pot and Idi Amin, friends. And what they did is they convinced their people to disarm. And soon enough, friends, shortly thereafter, they were rounded up and exterminated time and time and time again. Now, I can hear someone out there saying, well, Bradley, you know what? You're using fear tactics. No, I'm not. I'm using common sense tactics. And furthermore, in America, again, we have rights, not privileges. We have rights given unto us by God. And if I take it a step further, you know, one might ask the question, who has given delegated authority to these incumbent individuals that call themselves representatives of we the people to go ahead and attempt to disarm the people that they are simply to empower by magnifying the law? That's all they're supposed to do. There's no delegated authority given to these people. There's no constitutional authority given to these people to go ahead and amend or to legislate away our God-given rights. And folks, if we again would pay attention to the details concerning dictatorships of the past, you're seeing it unfold today before your very eyes. And it's the very young people in every given scenario, from Joseph Stalin to Mao Zedong to Adolf Hitler to Pol Pot to Idi Amin, and the list goes on. They always use the younger generation that has been indoctrinated through the propaganda of government to upend the older generations, to take away from the haves, to give to the have-nots, because they have it coming. Something is owed to them. And folks, that's what we have to pay attention to. And it's interesting that I'm saying that right now, because it wasn't too long ago, friends, where I spent sporadically over a 3-year period talking about how what you're seeing in this country is exactly what Mao Zedong did, line upon line, precept upon precept. Upend the older generation by indoctrinating the younger generation. Take away from the haves and give to the have-nots, because after all, it's owed to them. And little did any of these people know that they were the ones that were going to be firstly taken out once the totalitarian government or whatever sort or form of government that was in place behind the use of useful idiots always came down with the iron fist or the iron foot. And then at that point, there was no time for them to respond in a favorable manner. And then and only then did they realize, after it was too late, who the real perpetrator of the crime was being committed by the dictators themselves. Folks, sorry about that. Again, we had Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Just wanted to highlight some of the things that were going on in this country. We had some issues going on with our connection. Again, what we're going to do is we're going to pick it up on the other side, folks. Again, I want to go back to the seeds of indoctrination are in harvest today, fiction versus reality. Folks, it's almost unthinkable and surreal as to the things that are unfolding today right before our very eyes. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, our Twitter for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1EE. Our YouTube page is Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty YouTube, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty YouTube. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Simply put, read John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. There is no king but King Jesus. Bottom line, love it or lump it, it matters not, folks. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, period. We were just talking with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We have him back online now. Welcome back, Larry. And again, sorry for the connection difficulties. Where that is, where it lies, I have no idea. But you were just talking about the gun-free zones and how these mass shootings are taking place always in gun-free zones. Do you want to go ahead and finish your little exposition as to what you were highlighting during that little breakup we had?
I would like to point out that one of the things that we should take away from what the liberals, the anti-gunners, are saying is that they're protected by
men and women who are toting firearms. And at the same time, they're telling us that guns shouldn't be in our hands. It's too dangerous for us to have guns. We got to keep guns out of the wrong hands. And evidently, when they apply these notions, it turns out all of us are the wrong hands. Well, that tells me that, among other things, they are world-class hypocrites. They enjoy paid heat to keep them safe, even while telling us who can't afford to have a bodyguard squad protecting us, that we're somehow a wannabe terrorist if we're walking around with a 9mm on our person. I call them out as hypocrites, but then, hey, as Chris Plant, an excellent talk show host here in Washington, D.C., is fond of saying, and he usually has an occasion almost every day, without double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all.
That's right. And that's what it comes back to, and it always comes back to this, Larry, is the fact that the American people put up with it. And I don't, again, for the life of me, understand it. I guess maybe I'm just foolish that way. But when you look at the math, you do the math just in the natural, outside of the spiritual. When you look at the natural, which is the fruit of the spiritual, by the way, you look at the fact that there's 325.7 million people in this country, putting up with how many people that are anti-gun, that are trying to have absolute control over the rest of us. And the American people all the well know. I mean, when it comes to identifying who the bad guys are, everybody on the street can tell you who the bad guys are. But what the problem that we're having in this country is we allow the bad guys to do the things that the bad guy does, namely corruption in government, because for some reason or another, the American people have been led to believe, Larry, that they're demigods, that they're above the rule of law, when in fact, they're the ones, those that represent we the people, that have put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that we have a duty and an obligation, again, before God and man, to impeach these individuals. But there they are, doing the things that they're doing, scandal after scandal, crime after crime, attempting to tear away and tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. And again, there they are. And we're talking about the same people over and over again. And one of the things, Larry, and I will give it back over to you, my friend, is the fact that I shared with the people yesterday, my listeners, my friends, that, you know, I seen a movie when I was about 15 or 16 years old. That's a high end of my guesstimation. And it was called Kill or Be Killed. And I thought about that concerning the right to bear arms and how it shall not be infringed. And what it comes to is either we're going to stand up and fight the good fight of faith and fight for our liberties that have been given unto us at such an awful price of sacrifice on the behalf of hundreds of thousands that fought blood and died to give us the rights that we have today, or else we're going to be disarmed. I don't believe that there's no in-betweenites in this scenario whatsoever. What say you?
Well, I do think that we are at a serious point in our American history, and I still have the opinion that while maybe not a majority of the American people understand and are willing to fight, sometimes literally fight, for the Second Amendment, there are enough that if the government pushes too hard, they're going to find that they got themselves into a mess that they probably can't get themselves out of. I wasn't quite sure that this would be an accurate view of what's been going on, but I was encouraged by what we saw happen in Bunkerville, Nevada, when BLM agents had invaded a rancher's property, had threatened to kill his cattle, which would have been a multi-million dollar disaster, wiping the man out. And as the standoff continued, armed Americans were coming from all around the country to stand behind the Bundy family. And that told me that there's still a pulse. I don't know how strong the pulse is, but there's clearly still a pulse left in our country in the body politic. And that, I think, scared the government. Perhaps they thought they had it in the bag and they could move in any direction they wanted without consequence. And they found out, yeah, maybe there's going to be some consequences. We'd better stand down and take another look.
And that's exactly what happened. And the outcome thus far has been very favorable, speaking to the Bundys in that particular case. You know, what it brings me to is something that Thomas Jefferson had said, the third president of the United States. He said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Now, that sounds pretty harsh to a lot of us spoiled Americans, but the fact of the matter is that was the narrative. That was the language of our forefathers and how they actually lived out their lives fighting off tyranny. And if it wasn't for those guys doing the things that they did, reading three quarters of the Declaration of Independence and that documentation, we wouldn't be here 240 years later, Larry.
I would say there's another encouraging development. The Bundy family was tried in two different courts. One in Nevada, one in Oregon. And the decision by the judge in the Oregon case was just stunning. She accused the prosecution of withholding exculpatory evidence and threw the case out on its ears. And she did it with prejudice, meaning they couldn't bring the case back up. And the government has really been rebuked. Didn't see a whole lot of that in the lamestream media. But the fact of the matter is there are juries still that can't be buffaloed, and they really stick it to the government. And so they, in the one case, voted an acquittal on all charges, and in the other case, the judge, she couldn't even go any further. And she had started out rather hostile with them. The ruling she was making, she was not a paid sympathizer for the Bundy family. And yet, by the time she saw what the government was up to, it was so blatant that even she had to say, stop.
That's right. You're speaking of Gloria Navarro, and it's interesting to note, too, is it started to get things started to come to a quick halt when people began to uncover her as well, understanding that she was an appointee of Barack Hussein Obama and Harry Reid. Which brings me, Larry, over to this. I seen this some time back, and speaking of gun owners of America, Harry Reid, now you got to answer this question. Harry Reid said that the NRA is bad. Real bad. But Gun Owners of America is even worse than bad. Now, I would take it that you would take that as a compliment. Define this for me, please.
We try to quote Harry Reid as often as possible. We think it was an enormous compliment because yes. It amounts to a bank robber saying, those blankety-blank cops in Realville just keep me from doing what I want. And Harry Reid was paying a lobby organization the ultimate compliment. And who he was really complimenting were the gazillion members of Gun Owners of America that get an email from us telling them what's happening in our beleaguered city of Washington. And then we'll embed an email in what we send them so that they can fire that off lickety-split, hitting their members of Congress. And as many of the staff have told our guys when they're up on the Hill, your email are loud. And that just so frustrates people like Harry Reid because they realize we're watching them and we don't like what we see. And you'd better shape up or we're coming for you in November.
And that's exactly right. It reminds me of when I was a little kid living a sinner's life. And you would have parties, and everybody was just kind of doing everything they shouldn't be doing during that party. And all of a sudden, they hear a knock at the door, and they find out it's the cops. And interestingly enough, it's interesting how they begin to behave and how many rats begin to scurry at the same time. And so in saying that, I seen it. I had to bring it up to you. We got 3 minutes left on this segment, actually 2 minutes left on this segment. Is there anything that you can share with the American people as to what's going on in the inside right now, Larry, that we need to know of?
Well, there's a lot of chaos on Capitol Hill, which isn't surprising considering who works there. And they need to hear from the American people repeatedly that enough is enough, that we want you, the thing that we've been pushing for so long that we have the votes for, but the leadership is all confused and doesn't know what to do and won't bring it up for a vote, is the National Carry Bill, which would let somebody who has a concealed carry permit in his home state even travel to horrible place like Chicago carrying
got about 10 seconds
with this permit. So we hope people will take advantage of our email service and put the heat on the tongues.
I'll put your email out there for you before the end of the show, Larry. Thank you for short notice. Thank you for jumping on. We appreciate you. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, go over to Gun Owners of America if you'd like to get a hold of Larry. They do great stuff. If you want to see Larry on online and you want to watch him spank Piers Morgan, oh, folks, it was just priceless to watch this. But it doesn't get any better than the likes of Larry Pratt, let me tell you. He's a good friend. He holds the spirit of a forefather without a shadow of a doubt, and you can see that your enemies are scared to death of him. So do, again, check him out. Check out the work that they're doing over there at GunOwnersOfAmerica.com. And, again, his name is Larry Pratt. Him and his son run that operation, Eric. And, again, I just thank God that we have people out there doing the things that they're doing, because it's the good people. And the good people that Larry was talking about concerning the jurors that are not putting up with tyranny anymore. They're saying enough is enough. And he's exactly right when he began to talk about how the government pushing too hard. Well, listen, you're also dealing with a blind people. You're dealing with a reprobate people. You're dealing with a lawless people that have no boundaries whatsoever. So for them to push themselves into oblivion and putting themselves in a position that they don't want to be pushed in, well, it lines up with what I always say, friends. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. because, friends, they are. People are getting sick and tired of being lied to. And I'll highlight one more thing in just a moment concerning how you're being lied to, something I brought up with you and to your ears yesterday concerning how they are lying to you about gun ownership being down. Again, they want to belittle you. They want to ostracize you. They want you to submit to their narrative through totalitarian means, and we're not doing it. By the grace of God, we ain't moving in Jesus' name. Speaking of hypocrisy, Larry had just brought up how hypocritical these people are concerning the politicians that are talking about disarming the American people, that they're to represent the peoples abroad throughout this country. And interestingly enough, they have security detail. They're armed to the hilt. And if that's not enough for you to understand what you're dealing with, then again, I don't know that I can help you. But speaking of hypocrisy, Dick's Sporting Goods CEO just admitted defeat. Now, you know that Dick's Sporting Goods jumped on the bandwagon before even knowing any facts, and we still don't have the facts, by the way. But they said that we're not going to sell guns to anybody under 21 years old. Okay. Well, the fact of the matter is, I believe it's an 18-year-old young man that went after Dick's, stating that he wants to buy a gun. And it's interesting that if there's a draft, they will draft your kids at 18 years old, put a gun in their hand, and fight unconstitutional wars, though, won't they, America? Again, think about what I'm saying. Think things through. But now they're telling you that we got to get rid of these ARs. We got to get rid of these assault weapons in America. And therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to try to curb this from ever happening again. So what we're going to do is we're going to raise it from 18 to 21 years old. Well, you know, when you begin to think about that, you think about the Aurora school shooting. You think about other school shootings and massacres. Folks, it's a good thing that they want to raise it to 21 years old, because the fact of the matter is many of these shootings have taken place across the country. They've been over 21 years old. Except with a few exceptions like Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold, so on and so forth. You know, they're again not thinking things through, but that's why we're here, is because we're thinking things through as it's being downloaded. We're turning it into the direction that it needs to be shot out there, literally, no pun intended. But the fact of the matter is we want you to think clearly concerning the issues. And again, the narrative for the media is only to confuse you. And when you look in Scripture, by the way, to provoke God, you are confusing yourself. In other words, when you don't pay attention and take heed to His Word, you're going to be confused. Well, when you read His Word, guess what? The Word enters in simply, and all of a sudden you understand. Get to the Word of God, friends. I'm not on the radio show every day doing what I do because it's a lot of fun, and I have nothing better to do with my time. I'm doing it because I love the Lord through demonstration, because I see His love for me through sacrifice, through His demonstration. 1 John 3:18, John 3:16. Okay, we can do this, but we got to come together in doing this. We can win the day, and God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, but let's fight, friends. Going back to Dick's Sporting Goods, it's interesting, not only is he getting sued, but the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods is admitting that his poor business decision to pull all anti-gun stunts after the alleged Parkland school shooting will hurt his business. Dick's, like many other companies, caved to liberal pressure from a small minority using the media to embellish their propaganda, and spat in the face of patriotic gun owners all across the country. Let me interject this. Again, I want you to understand that every time a massacre takes place, politicians gather together with corrupt media and they lay accusation on every law-abiding gun owner in this country for the crimes of the perpetrator. Do you realize that's what they're doing? I want you to think that through. And again, I'm not speaking down to you. I'm speaking to you. And hopefully I'm speaking to your heart and not your head, because God speaks to the heart and not the head. Every one of these companies that jumped the gun, they played, folks, they played it out all the way through. The judge, the juror, and the executioner. Now there's consequence. Not only are they getting sued now, but they're now beginning to understand that they just spit in the face of every gun owner in America. And there is a lot of them. Do you remember he announced a gun ban in their stores and said they're going to raise the age? Well, the even bigger problem with Dick's, for those that support them, is that they don't sell the type of guns they proclaimed they'd be banning. Did you hear what I said? The bigger problem with Dick's Sporting Goods is that they don't even sell the type of guns they proclaimed that they'd be banning. Now, you want to tell me what would be behind something like that besides cowardice? Well, we better get ahead of the game here because, you know, sooner or later, this is what's going to happen anyways. Really, guys? Really, let's think that through. So they're sitting there talking about banning certain guns when, in fact, they don't even sell them in their own store. I mean, folks, you can't make that up. And I don't know that you can fix stupid sometimes, friends. And stupid is a word. It means dull and insensible. But why would he put himself on a limb like that to do what he just did, only to reap the consequence? And I'm glad that there is a consequence. America, I want you to understand, if you're supporting Dick's Sporting Goods, you need to understand who the CEO is and what he just did. That's a store I will not be supporting. And by the way, when we say it here on the Sons of Liberty Radio, and on a personal note, it reminds me of when Target started to advocate homosexual marriage. I told my wife, I said, we will not go into a Target again. And we have not entered a Target for the last 12 years, America. And it happened to be my wife's favorite store. Again, you can't make this up. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, is on the radio show today, if you're just joining us. And it's interesting to note that all these polls that they're taking as well, friends, keep in mind the polls are created, they're fabricated. They're using polls and they're trying to divide the people one against another. They've been doing this for years, America. The polling's fraudulent. They create the polls. They must take it in the likes of Nancy Pelosi's office or the likes of Maxine Waters or Dianne Feinstein's office, friends. That's where they're taking these polls. Well, just put another poll out there. Just divide the people. Just oppress the people all the more. Make the majority feel like the minority. Did you hear what I said? Make the majority feel like the minority. Make them feel like that there's nothing they can do to stand against all of us when there is hardly any of us. Isn't that crazy? It is. And the reason they do that, again, friends, is because they want to ostracize you. Yesterday I shared with you gun ownership. And I want to give you that statistic one more time today. The CIA-controlled media is trying to brainwash the American people into believing that those that own a gun are in the minority. This is the new thing. But they've been doing this sporadically, but they also know that people catch on to it really quick. As a matter of fact, case in point, gun sales are skyrocketing once again. When you do the math, according to the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey, the leading source of international public information about firearms, the U.S. has the best armed civilian population in the world. Well, Bradley, you're a preacher, man. How does this line up with you being a preacher? Well, do you know anything about the Black Robe Regiment? We're going to talk about the Black Robe Regiment tomorrow. These were the preachers that were going after. They weren't running from. They were going after the tyrant King George and calling him out for who he was, and they were labeled the Black Robe Regiment by the tyrant King George. And they were armed to the hilt, these preachers were. And they also understood that there was a time that the shepherd must stand up and fight off the wolves. And it's exactly what they did, and it's exactly what's happening across America today concerning those that are willing to take the Lord's word for what it says and not what they want it to be interpreted as. The U.S. has the best armed civilian population in the world with an estimated 270 million total guns. There are 325.7 million people in the country. That's an average of 89 firearms per every 100 residents. Luke.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.